was lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast.
The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I am Johnny Smacks. Lads and ladies, it's Podcast 31 coming at you from the Two Johnnies HQ in Care. We're finally back here in County Tipperary, proper order.
Woo!
On this week's podcast, we are previewing the largest outdoor festival in Europe. Yes, I am talking about the National Ploughing Championships.
And a man who could plough a field with his bare hands in a hurley. It's Noel Furlong, and he'll be back with the news.
Maura's here once again with her mystery topic. She's promised it's going to be tamer this week. We've had somebody on Twitter giving out, and Maura just replied and said, hey, this isn't fucking Joe Duffy.
Here we go.
So, there
As
we go.
As freshers get their first taste of college, we ask, do Irish students have more fun than students abroad?
Ooh, and as per usual, we round off the podcast with our yurts and dirts of the week.
Yurt and dirt.
Before commencing with proceedings, matters arising from last week's podcast, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. One lady got in touch on the Snapchat to say, Johnny, I have a serious issue with your podcast and how you talk about putting out on the first date with girls. Girls should not be encouraged to use sex as currency. If a woman wants to have sex with somebody, she has every right to without being judged. This is an extremely sexist outlook you're portraying. It's outrageous to say that if a woman has sex with you on the first date, I wouldn't go out with her. Women enjoy sex as much as men. This is an extreme problem with casual sexism in Ireland. And I'm appalled that Maura agreed with you as a woman. Sorry to get critical, but there is a problem with slut shaming culturally in Ireland. Well, she's not getting the mug. Okay, so this lady, I had a good chat with her on Snapchat, and she said she had an issue with the podcast, but she actually listens every week.
Not anymore.
No, she does. And I just wanted to say that we didn't say that we wouldn't go out with a girl that we went home with on the first night. We just said that it has not happened. And I think what I was saying was that if you start with the bang, and then maybe after a while, the other stuff will come in. But if you start with the other stuff and then build up to the bang, that sounds more like you're looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Like if you go out on a night out and at 6 o'clock you're drinking tequila, you want to get drunk. But if you start with a few pints and a bit of grub, you want to have a good night.
Yeah.
It's two ways of approaching the situation. And that's what I was saying. If girls want to go out and have sex on the first night, we salute you.
Yeah.
Lads, wrap up.
Hey, we don't judge.
We don't judge.
You're a Two Johnnies Podcast. One thing we don't do is judge.
Mar, so, do you want to defend yourself there?
Yeah, no, I was just referring this to that, to sleeping on the first date in terms of if you're looking for a relationship. Because like I've said, I think sex complicates things and could inhibit you actually just being not awkward enough. You could just make things awkward between you, be like, oh, I'm not really going to pursue a relationship with that person. So,
and if a guy tried to sleep with you on the first date?
I would be put off by that. I just wouldn't no. be for me. But say at the same time, like, there's nothing wrong with going out and sleeping with a lad just because you want a bit of sex. And, you know, it's nobody else's business. And if that's what you want, fair play to you. And nobody should say anything to you otherwise.
So there you go. Maura's mantra for life: get paid and get laid.
I'm joking. Bit of a misquote there, lad.
Complete fabric mis. Oh, you're getting a slap after this.
Lad, Maura's going to want to edit this podcast now. Go on.
Nevin on Snapchat said, awaiting spinal surgery in a few hours and ye two heroes and Maura had the tears rolling down my face. Keep it up, lads. Top quality show. Nevin, get well soon, boy. Spinal surgery. And he's laughing going into the... I say he's not laughing now, I'd say, the poor old devil. But
Derek said, just listened to the podcast for the first time. Absolutely buckled with the laughing. Give us a shout out there next week as I sit here getting my ACL done for the second time in 18 months. Fucking rugby. Give us a shout out. Lad, this isn't Ronan Collins here. No more shout outs, Mar. Don't mind these fuckers.
Ronan Collins. CJ said, lads, listening to the podcast by the pool while in Bali on honeymoon. The wife nearly wants a divorce because I've embarrassed her so much by laughing.
She's obviously the wrong woman for you. Yeah. Give her the flick, right? Brendan said, well, Johnny, hope you're well. Just a quick line, a massive thanks to the 2E for the podcast. I absolutely love it. Have been listening to it since day one, but recently moved to the UAE out in the Middle East. Teaching English. The kids here are absolute simpletons. Had an awful day today and came home in a foul mood. Listened to the two podcasts and it worked wonders. I just want to say, look, I never thought I'd see myself saying this, but you need to kick the fuck out of those kids. We have been to the UAE and those kids are so rich they can't function.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we were chatting to a teacher actually who taught out there, and she was telling us that the kids, like, can do anything on a tablet, like they're wizards on the computers. and having the brains into tie their laces.
They genuinely
cannot tie
their
laces.
They have to have Velcro shoes back.
Jesus. 14-year-old kids with Velcro.
Oh my god.
They can barely read. They're too rich.
Another lad snapped us to say, in Ag College in Kildalton, and the podcast is what I wake up to. I sit up eating the pot noodle in the morning, listening to Noel's news. It's a balanced diet anyway, that's it. If you guys have a gig in Waterford City for Freshers Week, me and the boys will be there. Cheers for getting me through college, up farming and up jiving. Tell you one thing, boy. I didn't know they ate pot noodle down in Kildalton, boy. Thought them boys would be just eating grass.
Spuds, lad, for breakfast. Mother of God. Somebody else snapped us to say, flew to Chicago today. Daniel O'Donnell was on the flight. All I could think of the whole time was him spreading foot and mouth throughout the plane. And Noel has never forgiven him for that.
The American authorities want to be on standby there.
Yeah, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, will you go back so that you can get all the references, okay?
Tommy said, the calfing, kayak and run mooring did sounded fair tough. Was it tough, Maureen?
I think my accent was being slagged off there. What I said was the calf and kayak and run, not the calfing.
I get you. I was still, for a second there, I was like, she hardly calfed a cow and then went off and kayaked and fucking ran.
That's a fair old triathlon, isn't
it? That's a fair triathlon.
And that comes in from Munster rugby player Tommy O'Donnell, who's looking for a mug. You're in the mix, Tommy. So somebody with the second name McMahon was on Snapchat saying, lads,
not me.
Not you. Will you take the piss out of Mora for being from Drumconrath? It's the biggest dive in Ireland. That's a fact. It's not a fact, says Mora. It's actually a lovely village. And Kingscourt, where he's from. You know, nobody goes on holiday to Kingscourt, Mora, do they?
Exactly. Not happy about that.
Brian Lowry said on Twitter, in relation to your how many days before sex topic, it's like this, lads. When you put a ram out with the ewes, if he hasn't one tipped in 3 weeks, you take him out and get rid of him. Fuck. In all fairness, that is one of my favourite comments. So
that's good. And David said, I had a sub teacher for English because we were talking about going back to school. And in second year, he used to roll in the TV and stick on Deliverance for us. That's the movie about the hillbillies up the mountains.
That teacher's got issues.
Yeah, so they said they had him again in fifth year and he was doing the same thing. It must have been the only VHS he had. He is a troubled man.
I can't believe like a teacher would let... like 14-year-old lads in second year watch Deliverance. Like, I could barely watch it, you know.
It's the education system in Ireland, lads. Serious demand for Noel's news mugs this week. One lad DM'd us saying he'd let his mother date Noel in exchange for a mug. Do not wish that upon yourself. Who is the winner of the mug this week?
Oh, I want to give it to the lad about the Rams.
Yeah.
You want to give it to the lad with the Rams?
Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, yeah. I probably tend to agree with you. That is my favourite comment of the week. So that's Brian Lowry on Twitter. Maureen, you'll be in touch with him, will you?
I will, yeah.
100%. There we go. Noel's News mug on the way to you. Thanks to the guys in Hairy Baby in Cork. They're the ones who are designing the mug and they're the ones who'll send it to you.
What have we been up to this week? We were on our holidays, of course. We'll keep it short. I was in Spain. Smacks is in the lands of bleeding rotty.
My second home.
Yeah. Do you want to give us like a good and bad little holiday, yurt and dirt?
Yeah, I had a great holiday. It was lovely. My yurt of the holiday is probably the Island Bar in Lanzarote. So for anyone who doesn't know, that's Rory Gallagher from Donegal, who had that song, Jimmy's Winning Matches. He owns the bar. He plays there almost every night. Great crack. But he's finishing on September the 30th. He's moving back to Ireland and he's got gigs and stuff around Ireland. So Rory in the Island, look out for him. But that was definitely my yurt.
This is call out. Rory, come on the podcast and will you? Johnny wants to meet you.
I've been in Lanzarote for like 3 years now and I've been going there every night. And I've never... plucked up the courage to say hello to him.
You're some chimp, lad.
He's right up there with Mickey Joe Hartman as my idols in life. So
okay, one of the positive things about Marbella, it's obviously beautiful and the weather is great and all that, but lads, the bus is unreal in Spain.
Yeah, I never got it, lad. I'd normally get a taxi.
I know, I got a taxi the first night. The hotel was about 25 minutes out of the city centre. He's talking to the hotel and he's like, I go up there and get the bus. It runs like clockwork. You could set your watch by the bus. €1 got you into town. And then I got the bus up into the mountains. It's about an hour and a half, an hour and three quarters to Ronda. €6.
Wow.
Like it's 20 quid to get the bus to Dublin from here.
Yeah.
That's and obviously all the cocktails and the harbours. Fantastic.
That's Johnny, all good.
Your holiday dirt.
Right. There's no delis in Lanzarote.
Snap. Mine's the same.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because...
chicken rolls.
But there's a spare. Where I stayed in the hotel, across the road, there's a spare. And I've been there before, and I was like, you know, the deli over there, they just serve out ham. Why don't they just make the fucking rolls up for you? Be fair handy. So, and that's my new business venture. I'm going to set up delis across Spain and the Canary Islands.
There is enough Irish people out there
to sustain
a deli. Chicken fillet rolls, Johnny.
Yes, get chicken fillet rolls out to the Canaries and mainland Spain. And also... if you're buying coleslaw, lads, abroad, be very careful. a bottle of yolk of coleslaw, right? Making the roll up, a bit of ham. I said, oh, but you know what? I'll splash out a bit of coleslaw. You're not on, like the coleslaw here, lads.
You know, you're on your holidays.
Yeah, yeah, I'm on my holidays. It's not like the coleslaw here. There's some sort of fish thing in it.
Oh, lad.
Now, I don't know what exactly it is, but it obviously tastes like fish. And it's like white in colour with a pink outline. Now, someone get in touch and tell me what that is, please. But I had it, right?
Sounds like crab sticks.
That's actually what it is, yeah. I think so.
Thanks to Maura for getting in touch there.
Maura for getting in touch on the podcast. So, yeah, I had the roll anyway. And I'll take it there. I puked all over the toilet. Now, when I say projectile, it hit the toilet bowl and jumped out and went all over the shower and everything.
Ricocheted.
I swear to God, it would have had someone's eye out. I should have had goggles on puking, but sorry for taking it there. That's our dirt of the week.
Yeah, the Spanish sausages are cat. I don't know if they're actually cats, but they're useless.
So that's our holidays. We're home now and we're tanned up and ready to rock. So, also this week, Johnny.
We were filming.
Yes.
We had a couple of sketches to do in Dublin for myhome.ie, Grey Crack. And you got to dress up as a schoolboy again, which you love.
I love it. I'm the only schoolboy with a full-on beard, I'd say, yeah. And I was meant to be around 7, so it doesn't...
Well, yeah, when I grow up, and he's there with a big beard.
Big beard, when I grow up, and I've got a full-blown beard. So that was great, we've done that this week. Now, the week ahead, a busy week for the two Johnnies.
We are.
We're in Athlone on Tuesday night. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Charlie Brown's music show. Two Johnny's music show. We're going to rock the chalk, all the classics, like mainly our songs, but we'll do a couple of classics too.
And Wednesday night, we are doing the Three Sisters Bar in...
Edinburgh. Yeah, Scotland. And by day, we're going ploughing.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy few days.
So yeah, we're going to be at the Agriware UCD stand at the ploughing. And you can check out our social media there for the details.
Stall 226, row 12.
There you... Wow, that's impressive, but yeah, I tell you.
No.
You're doing your homework.
I've after been asked every half an hour on Snapchat all week, so...
Big announcement as well, lads. The two live podcasts are completely sold out. You will not... You won't get a fucking ticket, lads.
If you haven't... Spilt milk.
Oh, I never got a ticket. Oh, I never got a ticket. Yeah, well, spilt tough milk. Shit.
Fuck you, no.
Sold out. Two live podcasts. We've got some great guests. We're going to announce them next week, so watch this space.
It is going to be the greatest day of Johnny's life when he gets to interview this guest. Yes. That should tell you who it is.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to be fangirling a bit. So if you think you know who this guest is, get in touch with us. Hashtag 2JohnnysPod and get us on social media as well. All right, topic number one. Next week, we'll see thousands of people descend on Screggan, Tullamore, County Offaly for what in recent years has been dubbed Electric Picnic for the Farmers. I am, of course, talking about the Ploughing Championships. So we are previewing some of the sights people can expect to see at the event. Of course, two Johnnies are going to be there on Wednesday with Agriware stand, Block 3, Row 12, stand number 266. So what are the best and worst bits of the ploughing? Johnny, plough it on there.
Just to kick you off, the ploughing, of course, started in 1931 is the official ploughing. Now, the first record of actual ploughing matches is in Wexford in 1816. Lad, they've nothing to be at in Wexford. This is before Martin Story in the boys now. So, the official ploughing started as a row between two lads, one from Athy and one from Gorey. And the man, they were saying, which county is the best ploughers? Mm. So, they started the official ploughing. And in the second year, there was 3,000 people at ploughing, which is a fair number. There was no Uber back in 1932, lad.
No, nor Google.
There was near a Google.
There was no one in a tie going on to the Google.
You couldn't get a drop of Google. So they all had to travel on bikes. And of course, the ploughing was done with horses back in those days. But now, of course, it is absolutely massive. There was over 300,000 people.
Yeah.
Came through the gates last
Liffey
year.
Valley on drugs. A mucky version of Liffey Valley.
Yeah, that's not how I would describe it, but fine. I just wanted to say that Ireland are currently world ploughing champions.
Wow.
It took place in Germany, and who won it? Of course, only a man from Carlow. Eamon Tracy is the new world ploughing championship.
Ploughed with his bare hands.
No, he represented Ireland in the conventional class. Now, there's nothing conventional about Carlow. And of course, Wexford man then Johnny Whelan came silver in the reversible class. You didn't even know that was a thing.
Not an iota.
So look, it is an actual ploughing match, but we put it out on our Instagram. We did a poll. Who actually goes to see the ploughing? And 80% of people said they only went to see the stalls. They didn't go see any ploughing.
And 79% went for fireworks.
Because it is actually, if you're into machinery and if you're a farmer, you actually want to go see all that crack. Smax is giving me the eyes. You don't care.
I just think it's just like, it's porn for farmers. Basically, is what it is.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, like 50 lads standing around looking at an old heifer is... I don't know.
Could be. Last year there was the 4 quad calves at the ploughing. That was pretty cool. That was what my dad said. He's like, I'm really looking forward to the ploughing. I can't wait to see the quad calves.
But like, imagine if somebody had like quadruplets.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but imagine someone had them as like babies and there was just 100 lads standing around with paddy caps on going, fuck it, they're nice babies now. Yeah, they're lovely. And their legs as well. More legs, yeah.
They're some babies.
Yeah,
but farmers are looking at cows like looking at money. Do you know? Because like, that's just...
No, he likes that now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're just the cow that gave birth to the quads. Like, you know, she's fantastic genetics. And like, can you imagine her delivering to you 4 quads or quad calves every year? Just be for coining it in.
Yeah.
It's about innovation. Like, if you're... Like, I asked a mate of mine the other day. He's a bit older than me. And he's like, when I was in school, we went to the ploughing. And back then, no farms had quads. Do you know? Like, now every farm, or lots have a quad. He said, but back then, you'd go to the ploughing and you'd be like, oh, look, a quad. Yeah. Class.
I just don't get it. Yeah, but maybe it's a townie in me.
No, yeah, but like, if you're on a farm and you're thinking, like, you know, all this zero graze and stuff and all that people are talking about, like, that's going to matter to actual farmers. Mm. So they can go and see an exponent and talk to actual experts.
But,
and then the minister for like agriculture will be there and you can go and personally fuck him out of it.
But the thing, like, a lot of the people at the ploughing aren't farmers.
Oh.
So like, they don't care about zero grazing or fucking quadruplets or fucking calves, or they just want to buy a pair of skinny pants.
Yeah, well, that's the actual farming side of it. But of course, a lot of people, we can get onto your good and bad about the ploughing now.
Yes.
A lot of people just go to buy Hurleys.
it's incredible, like.
The lad I was talking to, he hadn't been to the ploughing now in 10 years and he couldn't believe it. And it is, every young fella from 10 to 19 is going to buy 5 or 6 Hurleys from all different counties and all different Hurley makers. And I just want to say, as
a fella who sold them at the ploughing,
And I made Hurleys for a living, take a shot, the ploughing is the worst place to buy a Hurley.
Why?
I'm sorry to drop the bomb on all the other Hurley makers now. But it is the mass-produced shite, the dregs. If you want, those lads are probably good at making Hurleys, but go down to their workshop and pick one out. Don't be queuing for 2 hours in the ploughing and pay extortionate rates for a bad Hurley.
Good man, Johnny Boy.
No.
Saving the people of Ireland. Like, last year was my first year at the ploughing. Mm. So I didn't know what to expect. Now, obviously, we were on the job. We're working at it. That's why I went to Offaly. I didn't know what to expect. And people were like, oh, you want to get a good pair of boots now? So I was like, will me arse wear a pair of boots now? You know.
What did you wear?
A pair of white runners.
Jesus, lad.
They were just... Within around 3 minutes, I was just thinking, oh, should have got the boots. Because there was a nice walkwind away in, wasn't there? And then it started pissing rain. Mm. We barely got the car out there and stuff. But I mean, the ploughing is good and bad. The good things, as Johnny just touched on, for farmers. It's probably as good as educational for farmers and stuff like that. There's a fashion show there for the women.
And men,
yeah.
That's probably the only thing you would go to at the ploughing is the fashion show.
The country fashion segment.
Yeah, and you have the country music tent.
Yeah.
So lads drinking Guinness and jiving.
But come here. I was talking to a girl on Snapchat. She said she went to the ploughing last year and there was music on the big stage and she was down the back there having a bit of crack. Mm. 2 weeks later, someone tagged her on Facebook. She was in a Derek Ryan music video.
No way.
Yeah.
That's the ploughing field.
That's the ploughing.
But like, my early memories of the ploughing, like, you know, when I wasn't going to the Ratton, was just in school, where lads were just doing ag science for leaving, so that they could get to go to the ploughing for 4th year, 5th year, 6th year. Yeah. 3 days out with the ploughing.
And why do you go to the ploughing? To buy bangers.
To buy black hats and screamers.
Yeah, fireworks.
Let's not dance around it here. Fireworks are available at the ploughing. Are they?
Unofficially.
Yeah.
From the ploughing until Halloween, every lunchtime in school, you'd be bangers thrown.
Yeah. So if you see someone wheeling a pram, giving you the eyes, they've got fucking black hats for sale, lads. Like, I remember buying fireworks as a young lad. I don't know if I can say this.
Go on.
Well, I won't be fucking arrested now anyway. But I went to Clara Market, also in Offaly. Offaly, the home of fireworks. Fuck all else. But I went up to Clara Market and there was a woman pushing a pram and she was like, do you want fireworks? I was like, yeah. And then I literally, within walking over to her, she had shoved them up my top. I was like, they're 20 euro. I was like, I don't have 20 euro. She was like, give them back to me. Pulled them back out of my top and like gave me a packet of bangers. And I think she ended up charging me like 15 euro for like 8 bangers. I was, and like my friend Shane came around the corner then, and he had rockets up his legs and everything. I had to lift him over the fence to get him out. He wasn't able to bend. He had these big 6 foot rockets coming out of him and
I like
all
your
angles.
I like your impression of an awfully woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, do you want bangers?
Do you want bangers? John Banger's there. So watch yourself, lads.
When you go course. When you go in the door, there's of course the lads selling the sticks. Mm. You get an old walking stick for 2 euro. And the same boys, when you're leaving that evening, they'll buy it back off you for a euro. Clean profit, Mara.
That's 100% profit. They're clever boys up there.
Well, because it's a good place to get stuff for nothing. Mm. I was taught pens.
Yes.
Free pens at every stand. Yeah. The farmers that I went to school with never bought a pen in the 6 years of school. You come home, the lads were snapping us saying they play a game. Yeah. They'd all go out with a bag and see who could collect the most free pens. And whoever had the least amount of free pens at the end of the day would have to buy the dinner on the way home.
My problem with the ploughing, and it's probably one of the downsides of the ploughing, is the parking.
Mm.
If it starts to rain, you've probably got 2 hours to get the fuck out of there. Other than that, you're going to be sitting there in your car. Fella's going to be over in a Massey. He's going to be trying to pull you out. Mm. But a highlight then on that is there is the fantastic travel experience you can have at the ploughing, where 200 of you are buried into a trailer and fella carries you on a shuttle tractor up and down the road.
It's unreal. Ireland has gone health and safety mad.
Yeah.
And if you go to the ploughing, you get shuttle bus to the ploughing in an open trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like we're very like health and safety orientated in everything. Except when it comes to the ploughing, at and goes. There's no red tape at the ploughing.
Yeah. Mind yourselves.
Mind yourselves.
I do know one girl who parked up at the ploughing 1 year and was grand. Left the car in the car park, went into the ploughing, came back out and had no idea which car park she'd left her car in. So she had to leave it there for the 3 days and then come back and like drive around the fields and just find her abandoned car. Like.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable. Now, last year we were lucky we got out early. But if we'd left that car there for another hour, we would not have been able to get it out.
We also parked right beside a landmark.
Oh. Yeah.
Huge field, had one gate. We went over and parked up against the gate.
Yeah, it's the way to do it. Yeah. You got to think ahead, lads.
And it has been all over Ireland. But for me, I actually like Rathaniska and Laois.
Yeah. I've never been there now. But
I thought that was a good venue. Where it is now isn't too bad either. But a couple of years ago, in 2012, it was in Wexford. And I was there with the Hurleys. Oh, lad. Every man, woman and child in Ireland was coming over the bridge in New Ross. It's the worst traffic. People were parking the car and settling down. This'll do here now. This'll do fine. I'll live here for the rest of my life.
There was fellas on the bridge in New Ross just eating sandwiches and having a cup of tea.
Oh yeah.
On the bonnet.
That'd be commonplace.
But the ploughing, as you said, Johnny, is held in several different places. And it was held very close to us here in Care in 1980. And now this may or may not be true, but Care won a county title football in 2003. Bear with me now, I'm going on a tangent here. In 2003. Now, if you come back a few years, all the lads on that team were conceived off the back of a baby boom when the ploughing was held in Powell Mucca, Care, County Tipperary. And that is a fact.
The ploughing by day, ploughing by night.
There you go. Plough, plough, plough.
Them lads won county titles all the way up along. All from farming backgrounds.
Yeah. But all the big the farming families in Care popped out a couple of kids off the back of that ploughing. And them boys.
And there does be fair courting going on at the ploughing.
There does.
Oh God.
I did another Instagram poll and 45% of people said that they had pulled at the ploughing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, you can take that
with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I do know one story on pulling at the ploughing. I can't name which company it is.
Ah, go on.
No, I can't. But they had a merchandise stand, and a very popular merchandise stand. And somebody went out one day to get a t-shirt out of the back of the lorry, at the back of it. And there was a young couple in it in the middle of
ploughing.
Ploughing each other, yeah. And I was like, Jesus, lad, would you give us a minute, you know, to get the togs back on? So, yeah, so. Sex happens at the ploughing.
Yeah.
No, well, see, we got footage sent to us. I did on Snapchat. Disturbing footage of two teenagers shifting out the back of the Sinn Féin tent from last year. And the bit that really disturbed me is at one stage, your man cops that his friend is filming him. and he's still shifting you on, and his eyes kind of come up for a sec, and he makes contact with the camera, and then he goes back to shifting you on. It's disturbing, lad. It's like a horror movie. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop looking at me.
All right, so listeners of the podcast, get in touch. Give us your ploughing memories. Let us know you're going to the ploughing this year, what to look out for, what are the highlights and lowlights for you. So do get in touch with us here at #2JohnnySPod, or you get us on social media, Snapchat and Instagram, at Johnny Smacks, at Johnny B Tipman, at Maura Faye. Isn't it? Is that your Twitter?
At Miss Maura Faye on Twitter.
Miss Maura Faye, yeah.
I'm not going to let it go without giving 30 seconds to actual ploughing.
Go on. This, lads, we're going to give you an intro here. This is for all the farmers out there.
Okay.
Lads.
The depth of the opening furrow, right? The depth of the scratch should be such that the furrow slice is cut completely free from the undersoil surface. Throughout the whole length.
That sounds so sexy. Can we get some like bedtime music on this? Yeah.
Okay, and then when you cut it, like, all the stubble and the grass must be completely buried beneath the furrows. The ploughing should be done in such a way that all the roots are cut or torn off, and skimmers must be used. And you have to make enough soil available to produce a seed bed. And the minimum depth for all grassland and stubble is 16 centimetres. And that's my top tips, how to win the ploughing championships.
And if you're still listening to this podcast, I'm fucking amazed, and we thank you very much. So
mind yourselves, because a lot of teenagers be drinking at ploughing.
Yeah, and that is, of course, illegal. That is illegal.
Don't be doing that, lads. Because there was buses turned away last year.
Really quickly, what celebrity would you most like to meet at the ploughing?
Marty Morrissey.
Yeah, same here.
I think Nuala Carey is the most popular.
Nuala Carey, do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say she's probably the celebrity that gets asked for the most selfies.
Richie Kavanagh, boy. He invented the ploughing.
He did. 1931, he was there.
On his Honda 50.
I bought a Richie Kavanagh t-shirt at the last ploughing, and I still have it.
Class. So get in touch, lads. Let us know your memories of the ploughing. Woohoo! While we've been on our holidays, this man's been busy calving cows, cleaning out sheds and picking crab apples, yet he claims to be retired. It's time for Noel Furlong, and it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's News! I'm long for that.
Well, Noel, how are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to have you back. Did you miss us?
Like a stone in my shoe. Hey, I see somebody was on there. They'd let me date their mother.
Yeah.
For a mug.
There was somebody in touch, on Twitter.
Tell her send on her CV.
What are you looking for in a woman?
Well, I'm not looking to be dating anyway.
It's just a casual thing, Noel, is it?
The ram don't date to you.
Let the fish see the chips.
That's it, bye. Let the dog see the rabbit. So... I'm going to get into the news now, enough of your fool acting. So, this week, gunmen, right? Wait till I get to the joke. This week, gunmen dressed as traditional mariachi musicians have killed 3 people and wounded 7.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
The mariachi musicians, they killed 3 people and wounded 7 in Sligo. No, it is, of course, Mexico City. Okay? There's no mariachi bands in Sligo since the recession. And no musicians have killed anyone in Sligo since Keane Egan left. Okay? Well, you know Westlife or some Sligo.
Yes.
Well, before they became Mannequins, they used to be a rebel band. You know that?
I don't think that's true.
That's a fact. Before they were Westlife, they were a rebel band. They were called the Ballymote Militants. Lad, they were fucking raw. They made the Wolf Tones look like S Club 7. Then Louis Walsh got involved and he changed their name to Westlife. He kind of watered it down a bit.
Oh, we're going to get sued.
You might. But see, before Louis got involved, they used to do a lovely version of The Badger in the Snare. And they had a lovely song called... They
They had a hit song, of course, called I Hope the Queen Dies Roaring. Powerful stuff by lovely song. Powerful stuff by, and they had a guitar player called The Hedge. Davy Evans was his name now, but Louis said he was Cat and gave him the boot. So, and they used to play in the coach house in Ballymote of a Sunday. I don't know what happened in the end. Did they stay playing the music or what? I never heard them once. They left Sligo now. I never heard them again. So, but they had a lovely little band going. So, anyway, Mexico. Right? Now, the three boys dressed as mariachi musicians. Did you ever see mariachi? You know, they have the big hats.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, sombreros.
No, that's E17. Your team. That's hip hop, I'd say you're thinking of. Mariachis, anyway. So they opened fire on the public at Plaza Garibaldi. Shut up. Named after the famous General Giuseppe Garibaldi, not the biscuit Garibaldi. But there is actually, I heard this the other day, there's a festival in England for biscuits and bacon. Custard Creamfields.
Oh my god.
So anyhow, Plaza Garibaldi, and it borders the notorious Tiepo district. It's kind of like a South American Carlo. And it's home to the violent La Union drugs gang. Now the place has gone mad because their leader Roberto Mayado Esperanza was arrested. He's the leader, is he, Esperanza? Fuck right, him at under 14, he wouldn't he wouldn't lead a lap of the field, huh? El Betio, they call him now, and he was arrested anyway. So now Mexico City is in a bad way. That last year there was 25,000 people murdered in one city. That's what you get when you've no GEA. Huh? Like my lads are hurling all their lives, they never murdered anyone. And hadn't time. Couldn't go to jail, you'd miss training. Although my son Pat did once say to me that it'd probably be easier live in jail than hurl for me. That was after one day I made him run home from Waterford. He was giving me guff, but you'd always get that at under 12 anyway. So. Plus, if you kill a man on the field, it's not murder. It's a free. So they said there were 25,000 people killed from organised crime. I fucking hate to see the unorganised crime. So that's Mexico City. A good spot for the crack, apparently. Now, my second story of the week is a man by the name of Godwin Onesado in Nigeria, the country.
Okay.
He is a rain pusher.
What's that?
I never heard of it either until, like, I've heard of a drug pusher, you know, but these lads have no drugs. They can't even afford rain. I heard of a pedal pusher. Of course, dirty bastard showing you his arse. Gang of fucking dangerous, thieving, disgraceful, otherwise known as cyclists. So, Godwin now in Nigeria, he's in the village of Ifentendu Village. Oh, jeez, don't talk to me about Ifentendu Village. Don't get me fucking started on Ifentendu Village. They pulled out of the junior football last year. And we're halfway down to play them.
They couldn't field the team, could they?
They couldn't field the field. They haven't had rain since the 70s. So, anyway... Well, this lad, he claims that he makes a living from being able to control the rain. Like a rain man, you know, an old shaman. Now, You're laughing. You make a living from acting the fool on Facebook, like. So, the Nigerians have obviously never heard of the Child of Prague. Huh? You know that you can... I could start selling them, but God been out of business sometime. But the Child of Prague is a strange one, right? People put it outside the house, keep the rain away. You heard this story? Mm. Little statue of Jesus. Little wooden statue of Jesus covered in wax, about 500 years old. It's actually... The Child of Prague is actually Jesus. I didn't know that. Mm. I thought it was just some young lad from the Czech Republic.
From Prague.
Yeah. I was like, why is Bridget O'Gorman putting him outside the house the morning of Kevin's wedding? So, like, the statue of a baby. Couldn't be any worse than Met Heron. Anyway, so Godwin, for keeping the place wet or dry, whatever way you want it, his fee, he asked for some cola nuts, the nuts of a tree, 2 crates of beer, and a specific gin. I swear, this is fucking gas now. You know me and gin.
Yeah.
Gin is only for fucking hairdressers. And old women who are gone dry. Oh. Well, maybe Godwin has an old one he's trying to sweeten up for the jostle. Trying to bring a bit of moisture to the situation.
Oh, Lord.
So, anyway, the process involves... Wait, I have a sample here. This is a new level of technology we're getting to. The process involves Godwin lighting candles, lighting a few herbs, and then he starts playing this nice. Wait till you hear this. That, of course, was the new single from Rihanna. So he says he can keep it dry. You might hire him if you wanted a fine day for a wedding or whatever. Fucking county board should hire him. Huh? Game's been moved all over the place. Fucking matches clashing. Don't get me started on the South Ward. You fucking started and don't get me vexed.
I don't want to see you vexed.
You wouldn't like me when I'm vexed. You ask for a Sunday off to have no matches. You might have a wedding or whatever. You can be fucking sure there'll be 2 matches on. The South Board are as bad as ISIS. I'm fucking telling you that now. So anyway, that's the crack in Nigeria. And local news then, of course, you were away.
Yeah. Missed out on all the local news.
Yeah, the town nearly fell down without you.
I'd say that, all right.
Is your colour out of a bottle?
No, it's real.
Like your singing ability. Where did you go?
I went to Lanzarote.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what?
I do, I was there several times.
Go away.
Yeah, you get the ferry out from the scanner. I was at a mall, Lanzarote, Tenerife, Inishman. I was at a mall. Yeah?
All the islands.
Yeah. Did you see the stone cottages? You did?
No.
And the volcano.
The volcano, yeah.
I've seen that. I think I was there once. Anyway, in local news, Teresa Maher's dog is dead. I was going to text you while you were away, but I didn't want to ruin your holiday.
I'd survived, I'd say.
See, she got the feather when the dog... She only had one feather. Well, her mother knew her way around the dance hall, you know what I mean? But she got the dog when the feather died. A lovely little Bichon Frise. And she named the dog after the father. So R.I.P. little Gerard. And the funny thing is, the dog had been inside in the sitting room. And he used to do his business. He used to piss all over the couch. Right? Couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
Didn't the father have the same habit?
Oh,
she's wicked lonely without the dog, right? Oh. Anyway, and I said, look, we'll get you a new dog. And it just so happens, I know a fella selling a dog. And nothing to do now with the fact that my dog got through the fence and impregnated the neighbor's dog. And now, you know, I have a Cocker Spaniel called Nicky English.
Yeah. Yes.
And the neighbors have a little Pomeranian. So, a Cocker Spaniel and a Pomeranian, some sort of Cockeranium. Anyway, the neighbors want rid of the pups and I only charged Teresa 80 bob for the pup. So, but I said to her one thing, we're getting rid of the couch. Because the smell of piss and death, I swear to God, I thought I was back in the Christian Brothers. So I said, Teresa, if we don't get rid of the couch, I'm not calling around no more. Now, why I'd be calling around to Teresa?
I was just about to ask that, Noel, yeah.
That's nobody's business. Just Teresa's fairly well endowed.
Is she?
Yeah, she's 12 acres and no husband. Now, I look after the elderly women around the town. I'll tell you that now.
I bet you do.
I do more for the elderly people in this town than any politician. I swear to God. And do you know who I heard on the radio the other day now, and it vexed me? Gerry Adams. And he going on about all he did for the community. I tell you, people have a fucking sharp memory. I heard him deny it several times, but I know that Gerry Adams was a member of Spandau Ballet. He was a foreman member of Spandau Ballet.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You are gold.
Yeah.
Remember that? He did it with an I am green. You are orange, but they took that bit out. Grand Jerry left. So look, lads, that's the local news for this week.
Stuff.
And I must go away now. I'm minding a sick bonnet for Pat Cashman.
Thank you at all, lads. I hope you enjoyed Noel's news. My God.
That's a fact.
Okay, it's time for Mara's Mystery Topic. After last week's topic, a listener to the podcast suggested this segment be renamed Maureen's Smut Discussion. Mara, what have you got for us this week?
That listener can just take his opinion and swivel for all I care.
Sit and swivel on it.
So, we have our little WhatsApp group and we send each other funny things and, you know.
But nobody will ever see.
Ever see. But there's one thing that I sent you yesterday and I wanted your opinion on it. So this is a video of a Scottish guy ranting about his daughter's eyebrows. So I'm going to play a little clip of it here. Hopefully this works now.
I've got a 23-year-old daughter who still lives at home, and the toughest part about that is, without a shadow of a doubt, having to constantly daily remind and reassure her that her eyebrows are banging. What's happening, ladies? When did eyebrows become the most important part of a woman's body? I've already been through the makeup stage with her. God, she wore enough makeup to scare a drag queen back into wearing chinos. But now it's just like, tight my eyebrows, dad. Tight my eyebrows. Tight my eyebrows, dad. Tight my eyebrows. And I made the big mistake once. She asked me if I thought they were bushy. All I said was, well, let's just say Thumper wants his feet back.
That's brilliant.
So he has a 3-minute long rant about eyebrows. And on the way down here, I stopped into a petrol station and this girl, lovely chatty girl. It's so nice to go into like a local petrol station and actually have a conversation with somebody rather than pulling into the big forecourts and somebody who hates life is just there like, that's for €50 and 20 cents. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, her eyebrows, oh my God, like drawn on with a marker. So I'm wondering, lads, what's your views on eyebrows? Do women spend too much time on their eyebrows? And should we just say, ease it back, lads?
Yes. This has started in the last couple of years. Not just the eyebrow, but the shading between the eye and the eyebrow. What do you call that, Mar?
Eyeshadow.
Mm. Ridiculous. Okay, I don't mind a little bit of smoke. They call it smoky eye.
Smoky eye, you meant Johnny.
Giving the young one the smoky eye across the bar, right? That's fine. But young one's coming out with red and blue and it looks, you look fucking Teletubbies, that. I swear to God, it's too far for me. And Reem Extreme eyebrows. The more natural looking, the better. That's all I'd say, girls. Okay, you're all lovely. Calm it down.
You can't beat a set of good eyebrows now. As an advocate for good eyebrows. But I have to say, some girls take it too far. And we were out a couple of weeks ago in Dublin. Met a girl. Nice looking girl. We were chatting to her. We know her from home. I'm not going to obviously name her, but the eyebrows are fair extreme now.
Now
they're taking up half her fucking forehead. But like, if you look closely, you could see where her actual hair on her eyebrows was. But yeah, you can see then there's probably a centimetre or 2 centimetres above of like black fucking, I don't know, mascara. Yeah,
it's drawn on. Like she's constantly confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? What?
I don't understand it, but I think it's like a phenomenon that's just taken off. Remember girls years ago, if you look back on like girls' Facebook photos, not that I'd be doing it around from like 6 or 7 years ago.
Sure. Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? They've all got red cheeks.
Yeah.
That was like the thing. They all had red cheeks and now they've all got fucking ginormous eyebrows. But I think, as Johnny said, the more natural eyebrows that just look normal, I think are probably nicer than like some of them have them real skinny. You know, if you look at Jeremy Kyle, they've all got the skinny eyebrows. And then, like, you see the girls in Ireland seem to have big, fucking drawn-on yokes, like, and...
But the eyeshadow thing, I think...
Yeah, that's a worse epidemic.
But some brands are big into that. Mm. The likes of Inglot and all them, like.
Yeah.
They go big, like, for their social media to get people talking. Mm. I think it's like a fashion show. What you see on the catwalk is not what you'd be seeing on O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
So take it as like these people are experimenting. It's kind of artistic.
Yeah.
You don't want to be wearing that down to Morrissey's.
On a Saturday night.
Yeah. Maura?
No, I agree. I think if you have a friend that's going a little bit, you know, like the corn. So the bit where the eyebrow just kind of meets the top of their nose. Yeah. Some girls have like perfect right angled corner going on in their eyebrows. I just think makeup is lovely in that, but tone it back a bit, lads, and we'll, you know.
Because that straight line looks very fake.
Yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't. It doesn't look good. And you'll be. Do you know what? I'm saying this to young women of Ireland, right? I like look back at photos of the makeup I was wearing at 18 and 19 and 20, and oh Christ, life! I thought green glittery eyeshadow was the bomb, and I couldn't put enough of it on. So, girls, don't make the same mistake I did. Less is more. Go natural.
There you go, ladies of Ireland. Take it easy on the permanent black markers. Look, leave the Sharpies at home. Yeah. The eyebrows are grand by themselves.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, Maura.
I enjoyed that one. That was a good one. And I know that was troubling Johnny B for a long, long time.
Yeah,
he finally got it off his chest.
I was vexed.
Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast, and use the hashtag Two Johnnies Pod. That's the number two Johnnies Pod. And don't forget about our live podcast in the Sugar Club. They're sold out, so you can't go to them. I don't know why I'm saying this, but tune in. We will be broadcasting them out in the coming weeks. All right, the Two Johnnies will be hitting up a number of freshers weeks at colleges around the country. So we wanted to discuss, do other countries do freshers better than us? And what's our tips for making the most of freshers week? And obviously this week, we're actually heading off to Athlone. We're doing their freshers week on Tuesday night. So that'll be a nice little taster for us. But freshers week is a big thing in the UK. In America, they have orientation week, which is basically getting students familiar with the college and their classes. You have to be over 21 to drink in America, obviously, so there's not as much alcohol-fueled shenanigans. However, there are fraternities and sororities, which are social organisations at colleges and universities. And in Ireland, we just get fucked off Aldi vodka.
Don't need a fraternity.
But we don't need it. We don't. We're all, it's a brotherhood already.
We're all the one.
Or the sisterhood.
Just on the American frats, I've been on Facebook and hearing my cousin Sean from America, and he says, yeah, it's like a kinship or a brotherhood or a leadership. You all learn about like teamwork and understanding how to socialise. And I messaged him back on, lad, it's all about riding young ones. And he said, yeah, bit of that too. And then he said, are you guys making fun of frats? I guess they're pretty weird to Europeans.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said and how he said it. Yeah, frats in America. So single sex. Mm-hmm. It's all lads or all young ones. And the entrance exam, as you would call it, Maura.
Yes.
The
hazing.
Hazing.
Yeah. Like, or pledge week. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be baiting lads and getting them to do mad shit and all.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking back to the film Old School.
Yeah. That's it, lad.
Yeah, that's basically it, is it?
Yeah.
An American Pie.
Yeah.
What is college really like that in America like?
Well, I went to college in America. I went to Chicago for 6 months and a semester abroad. They're very immature. So they do stupid things. Like, it's their first experience of being away from home and probably the first time that they've been let off the leash and probably the first, you know, they don't drink alcohol till you're 21 over. So, like, you know, two beers and they're like, oh, I'm so drunk. But
my God, I'm so fat. Yeah. And plus, America's so big, a lot of them probably aren't going home at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think they do stupid things. Now, there is actually, like, there's a problem with it in that they take it too far sometimes, the hazing. And there's actually, it kind of turns into a form of bullying and they get lads to do, like, awful things. Like, you couldn't really say what they do, but, like, you know, like...
That's crazy.
You know, like, drink, vomit and...
Oh, no, yeah. No. People, yeah. It's, in Ireland, it's the other way. You drink, then you vomit.
Yeah.
So, if you don't know, freshers is the first week back in college. And it's not just for... Fresh men, as they say.
Well, it's supposed to be for just freshers, but it's not, everybody else calls it the refresher.
No, refreshers is January.
No way.
Yeah. This, I was on the phone, students last night. I see, I never went to college.
Yeah.
School of hard knocks, man.
School of life.
School of life. So, freshers, the first week, and you know what actually blew my mind? There's actually lectures on. So, people who are in second and third year, They have class during the day and they just don't go. They just go drink.
That's crazy. Like
when a whole week.
When I went to college, like I went, yeah, well, I went a couple of days to college, you know, in the freshers week. But like, you know, it's not like grad week where you're kind of like, everybody knows you're not going to go. Freshers week, you're kind of not turning up because you're just out. Like,
yeah,
I don't think it's known as widely as like, oh, you don't have to go to college on freshers week.
If you're a first year in freshers, you kind of go to find out where the buildings are.
Yeah.
Kind of the clubs and societies are around Freshers Week as well.
Yeah.
But it's not like America where you end up joining Glee Club or something. You know what I mean? You go to fucking nightclubs and get mashed.
Yeah, but what? I joined a rock climbing club in Freshers Week, so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I did it for the following week and then I was like, rock climbing's not for me, so. Yeah.
Where did you go rock climbing?
Well, it was like indoor rock climbing.
Oh right, yeah. Climbing up there.
And then like, if you got good at it, then they'd bring you outdoors. Yeah. But like, I don't know, my hands weren't very good at clinging onto rocks and it hurt my fingers after a while. And I was like, not for me.
In WIT, no, we didn't have rock climbing. It was, climbing into bed was a difficulty down there.
We had rock music.
But I mean, freshers is strange because you're at home, you know, you've been in school, you've been spoon-fed all your life. One minute you're eating mammy stew at home and the next minute you're freezing your arse off in your student accommodation, eating a pot noodle and wondering how to dress your bed, which is probably the biggest thing I faced on on Freshers Week, which is why it wasn't changed again until Christmas. But
you didn't conquer that fear.
No, still haven't done it.
So the crack with freshers, most people go out during the day, probably at the college bar or at your local.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies might have an old outfit change in the evening if they're that way inclined and then go clubbing that night, or there'll be gigs on campus or down the town.
Yeah, I went to Bass Hunter, lad, in Escape nightclub in Waterford.
That wasn't on campus now.
No, that was down the town, but it was like Freshers Week. You bought the tickets in the college.
Yeah.
And you went down to see Bass Hunter, and I hate dance music. But bit of crack, that's what happens.
The thing that blew my mind from talking to a few of the boys is they're actually going out 5 days in a row.
I just saying, lads, that's a terrible way to spend your Susie grant, like, John.
Take it easy on the grant, lads, or mammy and daddy's money. Take it easy on that as well. The highlight for me of my Freshers Week was County Colours.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, lads. Everybody in their jerseys, and it's a good way, like, of knowing, getting to know people, like. Yeah.
Oh,
know
who's... it's a good way for you to wear your County Minor jersey.
I must say, I did wear it. I wore it.
Hey, happy hunting ground for Johnny.
I might actually post a photo up during the week of me at my County Colours. I've got one somewhere. I'll try and dig that out during the week and post it on Instagram.
Talking about meeting young ones, I was asking, do they still hand out protection at these days?
That's Shag Week, lad.
No, but yeah.
Sexual Health Awareness Week, yeah.
Yeah. No, but they do. The boys were saying in Limerick, they used to just leave free condoms in the men's toilets.
Yeah.
And then they said lads were actually going in and sticking a pin in them.
That's bad. That's nasty. So bad. If you're doing that, you're a terrible person and you deserve a slap.
It may correlate to UL being the highest level of STDs in Ireland last year. It was on the Limerick Leader paper.
Yeah.
There was a bad outbreak and it could be related to the pin incident.
That's anybody doing that is a fucking...
Oh, that's just
bastard.
Stupid.
Let's just put it that way.
And after freshers, you have the freshers flu. So when you're fucked from drinking for a week, the following week you're bit and you're still going to college, you get the freshers flu.
The freshers flu. That's brilliant. In America, they have like punch and stuff like that. You know, these kind of drinks, and they play beer pong and all that. Like when I was a fresher, I went down to Tesco and got 20 bottles of beer door. Don't know if you've ever drank that. Comes in little medicine bottles.
Yeah.
Tastes like Calpol.
Oh, the green
looks
stuff.
Like Calpol. Yeah.
But you can eat it.
But you can drink it and it'll get you fucked. 20 bottles of that for €8. It used to be the deal back in the day. And then if you were really brave, you go halves on that, like, and then you might go halves on an old bottle of vodka, like. But it wouldn't be like good vodka.
Oh no, it'd be pain stripper.
Absolute white spirits job. Like, I just think, I don't mean to sound like a fucking old prude, but like, that's very dangerous, like, looking back on it now. Now I know I done it. Like, yeah. But like, geez, I wouldn't do it now for love nor money.
You were still doing that when I was living with you.
Yeah, but I had no money.
That's it. Students have no money.
I think that's the big thing. But like, their nutrition is horrendous as well. Like.
Scandalous.
Yeah.
As I said, like, we mammy's cook.
What do they call them, Mara?
The Freshman 15.
Which is?
Basically, college students have nicknamed the 15 pounds that they... Or they put on about a stone, basically. When they move to college for the first time in the first semester, they put on a stone because they're making, drinking and eating whatever they want. So, bad.
It's a real thing?
It is.
Can I just touch on something, Freshers Week-wise? Why is it that... I don't know if this was the same in America, but if there's a house party going on, like, you know, if it's Freshers Week, there's a house party going on, why Irish people feel the need to wreck a house? Is this just an Irish thing? Like, I've been at parties on Freshers Week and, like, the radiator's been pulled off the wall, like, and there's some fella standing there just going, some fucking crackhead pulled the radiator off the wall. You're like, you fucking simpleton, like, why would you do that?
A couple of lads from UCD wrecked an apartment and they got sent home early from America, from college. So.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
Now, I lived in Manor Village in Waterford and I know there's a young lad from Clonalty who is currently staying in room 418A.
The magic room.
Apologies. But we lived in Manor, so they had security. And in fairness, now the security would be ramped up for like Freshers Week, Rag Week, whatever it was. If there was a big event going on, they'd ramp up the security like. And the amount of times the fire extinguishers were set off in Manor Village, they had them as well off just not having them. Because I'd say none of them worked in there because they were let off every time. And there used to be a security guard there called Santi. No, white bearded fucker like. And he was a nasty fucker. And yeah, I'm just thinking back. Sorry, Santi. I never let off the fire extinguisher now. But listen, lads, to anybody out there who's going on, if it's their Freshers Week or whatever, or if you're going on visiting someone, Christ, stay safe.
You got to wonder, I don't think... all the Asian, like, lads are out drinking when they should be in college. Like, is that right? I don't think, like, all the universities in India and China and all them, but I think they have more sense than us, like.
Well, I think there's a lot more pressure on that. Cultural-wise, there's a lot more pressure on you to be academically successful. Whereas in Ireland, I think it's a bit more college as an experience. And plus, we don't have to pay for college. Like, obviously you have to pay for accommodation and registration fees of 1600 euro. They've probably gone up to 2 grand now.
Yeah, they're gone.
So like the girl I shared a dormitory with in college, she in America, she was going to be leaving college with, I think, 160 grand in debt, US dollars. Like.
Jeez.
So, you know, she wasn't going to be like drinking.
But I think your parents know you're going to get fucked up in Ireland.
I don't think parents realise how fucked up people get in college.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if anybody's parents, if anybody is like, right, Johnny, off you go there to UL for the week. I don't know if Johnny is saying, ma'am, I'm going to drink for 5 days. Yeah. Thanks for paying my rent.
See, a lot of our parents' generation didn't go to college. Like, I was my first in my family to like do my junior cert. You know, neither of my parents... You know, I think they both dropped out.
Connor is rough.
Yeah.
No, the other like member of families, but they just got kept at home to work in the family business. Like, so, so they were like, oh, they had no idea what they were sending me off to when I was going to college. It's like, they're like, all right, you got your course. Okay. Right. Good luck with that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's like, go find your own accommodation. Go, you know, figure out the big bad world yourself.
So. Come back when you've got a job.
Yeah, yeah.
So Freshers Week, like.
Yeah, I think if parents knew what was going on, I think there'd be a bit of a kickback.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think a lot of parents don't realise that lads are gone absolutely buck wild. My advice to lads is, you know, come out of it safe.
Yeah, I would definitely say that, yeah.
Don't put yourself in any crazy situations. Wrap it up.
Definitely.
Wrap up the captain for the week, lad. Wrap him up.
Or just double wrap it if you have to, lads.
Yeah.
No, don't double wrap it because that actually like lessens the safety of the condom. So
yeah,
just one condom. Yeah.
I was only joking. I didn't know that was a thing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That was like super value. Fanny Murray be double bagging your shopping for you.
Yeah, don't double bag it. It makes the condom more likely to tear. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Maury.
Yes.
This podcast is educational. Jesus.
And people say we don't teach anybody.
Yeah. I would say just on the first thing that like the first week of college, you're making new friends. So you don't want to be too drunk because you're not going to be, nobody's going to like you if you're just like.
That's exactly it. Don't be that idiot that everybody goes, oh, that's that annoying lad who was like wearing the ear off everyone and fell down the stairs last night. Because trust me, lads, that doesn't work. I've seen that firsthand. But yeah, look, stay safe this Freshers Week, lads. And any of the colleges we're visiting, hope you enjoy our shows and we'll have a bit of crack. And finally, it's Yurt or Dirt time where the two Johnnies each give our highlight and lowlight of the week. It's Yurt or Dirt. Johnny B, do you want to kick us off?
Which do you want, Yurt or Dirt?
Surprise me.
My Yurt of the week is that Trump is not coming to Ireland.
You're delighted.
Yeah, because, right, I think, like most Irish people, he's an ape. But I'm delighted he's not coming because of the hassle. The money that would have been spent and all the protesting would have gone on and the news would have been nothing about Trump, 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 and there'd be people dying homeless on the streets and whatever, and it'd be Trump, 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 and he looks like a melted action man, the big yellow head in him, right? So Frankie Boyle, one of my favourite comedians, said that Donald Trump looks like somebody playing a president in a porno. Which is good. And my second Yurt of the Week is Phil Collins.
Phil Collins?
Yeah, lad. I was in some town in Spain and there was a lad busking on like a nylon string guitar and he was going, meow, 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 meow. And I was like, I know that song. And then for the rest of the holiday, I was on a mad Phil Collins buzz. So he hasn't done that specifically this week. I just kind of rediscovered Phil Collins.
Okay, so you're saying go check out some Phil Collins songs.
I can feel it coming in the air at night.
I was just thinking of the monkey on the drums.
Yeah, the monkey. The monkey's fairly good as well. He's not actually in the band though.
Okay, my Yurt of the Week is the O'Donovan brothers have won world championship golds. And I actually sat down this morning and watched their interview. And of course, they are absolutely gas. And if you're listening, lads, come on this podcast. We'll have a bit of crack.
Can I tell you a fun fact?
Go on.
I am probably, I don't know if this is true, I'm probably the only person in Ireland that has been to the Coppers, or been to Coppers with the two Johnnies and the O'Donovan brothers.
There you go. It's step in the ring if you've done that too. Yeah. I want to know.
That's living life now. It's like,
and an Irish lady won at the Skulls.
Yes,
singles.
Anita Puspier. She's Latvian.
That's a name.
Yeah, she's Latvian born, but she has been like rowing for Ireland for the past 10 years. And it's finally amazing to see her because she was hard done by in the Olympics. And now she's another gold medal, or a gold medal for Ireland. So
I also have an old, I'm going to throw this in with my Yurt, a Netflix recommendation. So it's Last Chance You. An American football series about like a junior college and this crazy coach takes him over and it's unmissable. You gotta watch it. If you're anyway into sports, now I know my Netflix recommendations have been going well of late. So check this one out if you like. Remember I recommended Mavericks. People are saying, wow, what a show. Okay. This one's even better, I think.
Well, so. Maura and I are recommending the movie Popstar.
Yeah, Popstar, never stop, never stopping.
It's the boys from Lonely Island and it's a pop Spinal Tap.
Class. I'm going to watch that tonight. I've actually, before this, I went to the cinema and bought a yoke of popcorn while I was in Clonmel, so I'm going to go home and watch that film.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, like I like the popcorn, but I just can't be arsed going to the cinema like and sitting down. I'd rather just watch some on Netflix at home. So I've got the best of both worlds there. So yeah, check that out, Popstar and Last Chance You. Johnny, your Dirt of the Week.
No, I got no dirt.
What?
Yeah, I had a great week.
Jesus. Grand, I'll give you two so for the price of one.
Two for one, go on.
The Irish soccer team, their performance against Wales, they are my Dirt of the Week. I made it my business to go and watch that match in Lanzarote. Oh. I wanted to eat the cocktail glass and all. It was horrible to watch. The stories that came out then during the week, Stephen Ward's WhatsApp audio, cue the announcement of Stephen Ward's imminent retirement from Irish football, I would imagine. And the whole Roy Keane calling Harry Arthur a prick and stuff like that. It's all a bit of a circus at the moment there in the FAI and with the Irish senior team. So they are definitely my Dirt of the Week. And also, lastly, Dirt of the Week. We are getting absolutely saddled here in Ireland with the price of drink.
Oh.
Right? Now, not that I should know this off the top of my head, but a bottle of Grey Goose vodka in, say, Crystal in Dublin.
Just for example.
For example. you know, other places are available. Is €220. Jesus. You can buy one in the duty free in Lanzarote for €49.50. A litre of Smirnoff vodka in Super Value is 30 something quid. 37 quid, I think. It is €11.50 in the duty free. And a bottle of Bombay gin is €15.50 for a litre. And it is €41.
Yeah. That's to do with the tax that Irish government placed on it. So you should write a letter to your local TD about it.
Yeah, I think I will. But like even in the pubs over there, it's all cheap. Mm. And it's massive measures. So we're obviously getting raw here.
Oh, the measures are fairly loose.
Yeah.
I count a four pour as a shot. Like you pour one, two, three, four. I went to a lovely cocktail bar in Marbella. It was an eight pour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In our Irish bartenders aren't allowed to do free pouring unless there's some whatever, but you can't do free pouring in Ireland. Yeah. You have to measure it out with
it. Or you can buy the bottle yourself and then pour as much of it as you want into your glass. That is also...
Can pour.
That's also an option, yeah. But yeah, because I was wondering, like, I went out and had, like, one night I had, like, four gins. Yeah, all right, everyone's coming, oh, Smacks, you fucking wanker drinking gin. Yeah, I bet you to it, lads. I know, right?
And did you have the big glass?
I actually, your man gave me the glass the first time, and then the second time I was like, hey, just throw that in an hour glass. Someone had caught me by then, so I didn't want him thinking that. But I had like four or five, and like on a normal night out, I'd have that like, I'd probably have a few pints first, and then I'd end the night then with maybe four or five shots. After four or five gins, I was blind. I could barely get up the steps of the Island Bar in Lanzarote. I don't know, some taxi driver obviously brought me home, but dangerous, but hey.
Sorry, I just remembered my dirt. Oh. I got a message on Instagram from one of our regular contributors, and she said she was in a bar in Cork last night, and somewhere between 12:30 and 1, she ordered a gin and tonic, $12.50.
Oh, God.
Shit, that's expensive, isn't it?
It was Hendrix and I can't remember the tonic, but that is...
Hendrix and Elderflower, I'd say.
Anyway, but I was talking to our local barman, Baby Bat. Batman, Baby Bat. And he said he knows full well now, fact, that Ireland has gone mad because everyone is drinking gin and tonic. He said there's lads coming into the pub, they've been drinking large bottles of Guinness all their life, and they're on fucking gin and tonics now. For in Care now, it's probably €9 for gin and tonic.
Yeah, it'd probably be, yeah, it goes to €8 or €9, yeah.
Pint is what, four thirty.
I think we should do a topic on this because a lot of my female friends were giving out that if, you know, if you go out drinking with someone, like, so you might be ordering a pint.
Yes.
And then they suddenly they want a €12 cocktail and you're like,
yeah,
two rounds and my rent is gone. Like, you know,
I'm a bit of a fucker for that. Like, if we're drinking pints and you're like, what am I around there? What do you want? And I'd be like, it's a fucking lemon there. And I know he's getting stoned with the lemon then, like. Now, that is my drink of choice. I have now left the gin.
Yeah.
And I've gone back to my original, which is a vodka and a club lemon.
Delightful.
If you haven't tried it, lads, it is refreshing and will fuck you up. So
no, don't say that.
I'm joking. It won't, but it will.
It won't.
It won't. It definitely won't.
We record podcast disclaimer, drinks responsibly, okay?
Yeah, drink responsibly. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Codeline, lads, will be featuring on next week's podcast. We are delighted to announce that. So if you've got a question for either Mark, Steve, Jason or Vinny, drop us now a message on the social media, okay? Now, from me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B.
From me, Maura.
Who was the actress your man said you looked like, Maura?
Oh, Sloan is her surname? I can't remember.
Do you think,
Natalie Sloan?
What's your reaction?
Oh, jeez, yeah, she's a fine-looking woman. So I don't think I look like her, but she is a fine-looking woman. So.
Now, I'm trying to think of what film she's in because I've seen her in loads of films.
What's her name, Johnny?
And her name is Lindsay Sloan. Sloane. So if you want to go and check that out.
Do you think I look like her?
Yeah.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to go and check out Lindsay Sloan, and then you can just send Maura a load of yokes on Twitter abusing her and stuff. Of how she looks like Lindsay Sloan. I'm joking. Don't abuse Maura on Twitter. All right. Lads, that's it for this week. We'll be back. Same time, same channel. Good luck.
Two Johnny's
recording a podcast.
Podcast is a Big Ball, Small Ball production.